You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail Werf, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD podcast. This is podcast number 010, and is on how to help your boss help you. It is the third in a series of five podcasts I'm doing on working. This episode does have a cheat sheet, so go to www.abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-010. That's abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-010. So, how to help your boss help you. When your boss gives you a project and says it is important but doesn't give you a due date, you need to ask for one. The boss may respond as soon as possible. Of course, you are already working on stuff, so now you face a dilemma. Do you stop everything and work on the new project? Or do you finish what you are doing and then start the new project? This is when cultivating a good relationship with your boss is key, because you need to know how to prioritize your work when working for that individual. At some point, when you are hired, at an annual evaluation, or a come-to-Jesus meeting, you should ask your boss how he or she wants you to handle certain scenarios that are bound to come up. You need to observe the situations when you don't know how to prioritize or when you make a mistake in how you've prioritized. Keep a list of these situations, and when the opportunity arises, describe different scenarios that you are not sure how to handle and ask what your boss would like you to do in the future. During this conversation, be succinct with your scenario descriptions and take notes on your boss's response. Don't count on your memory. We are notorious for forgetting things like this, especially when we are told under stressful situations. Next, create a cheat sheet of what you are supposed to do when certain situations come up, and keep it in a specific location so you can easily refer to it. Getting back to that long-term project, in addition to the due date, also ask the person assigning you the task for sub-due dates, dates when specific and measurable parts of the project are due. These need to be firm dates that you use to check in and show that you have completed what you are assigned. The person overseeing the task needs to mark the sub-dates in their calendar so they can check with you before the end of that specific day. So what that means is that if they don't give you sub-due dates for measurable opportunities within a long-term project, create your own sub-due dates and give them to your boss or the person assigning you the task so that you built an expectation that I'm committing to handing you this part on this day. And encourage them, if you haven't, for them to try to get with you and ask you for it. This is all to keep you accountable, eliminate excuses, and support you in not getting behind on the project. Incentives could be involved as well, but that is for your supervisor to suggest, not you. Theoretically, you shouldn't need incentives to get your work done. Incentives could be an extra break, a free pass to use when you are late one morning, or the afternoon off the day you complete the project. Avoid the use of penalties because they can be abused. Make sure both you and the person assigning the project are quite clear as to exactly what is due on each of those sub-dates, so no one can claim confusion about what is due when and not have their work done. You know who I'm talking about. Yes, I know all the tricks because I've used them all myself. A good practice to get into is repeating directions when someone assigns you a task. Saying the directions back to them in your own words helps cement the information in your brain and gives them a chance to listen and see if you understand what they want and to clarify anything that wasn't clear. While the person is first giving the instructions, write it down in your own shorthand. When they are finished, ask any questions you have. Then comes the reiteration. Another helpful thing to do to help you succeed on the job is to plan with your supervisor random check-ins or scheduled check-ins. Then you both can see where you are on your project. The boss can answer any questions you might have and tell you of any changes or new instructions. Now here's the deal. You have to interact openly and honestly. We are good with, shall I say, prevaricating, at least I was. It is not that we are trying to tell untruths, more that we don't let people know when we are behind or struggling. This is a habit you have to break. Be straightforward as to where you are, ask questions if you need to, and if you're stuck, just admit it. All the while, you are showing that you are eager, want to accomplish the task, and are ready to learn, but just need some support. This type of energy is attractive and makes people want to help you. The prevarications and the long explanations, what others call excuses, can cause negative energy and make people not want to help you. We explain too much all the time. Less is more in many situations like this. When you are on the other side supervising someone or providing feedback, the tendency is to be overly critical. Try the sandwich feedback model. It is simple and important to learn. The inside of the sandwich is what needs to be corrected, while the outside parts of the sandwich, the bread, are positive comments. Here's an example. Susie, I really like the way you set up the spreadsheet. It is easy to read. I would suggest that you revisit how you have the clients listed because it is a little hard to distinguish them and it will make the spreadsheet even more useful. By the way, thanks for getting everything done on time. It was a real help in today's meeting. So there was a compliment, a suggestion, and another compliment. Note how each one was specific, not, hey, that was really good work. Site-specific qualities such as easy to read, done on time. These mean more than just saying something is very good. Very good doesn't teach or show what in particular really is working and worth repeating. Specificity does. Finally, in line with that, you might stress to your manager that praise for doing something well motivates you to do even better. Managers, supervisors, etc., are taught to catch bad behavior. For example, store managers are told to keep an eye on the stock and make sure employees are not helping themselves to a little merchandise as they leave. You can help your manager by suggesting they also try to catch good behavior. Help the supervisor realize that it is a real motivator to be caught doing something well and helps ease the pain of being caught doing the wrong thing. Catching good behavior is, in reality, positive reinforcement, which works. And the way you can help your supervisor and boss see this is by modeling the behavior yourself. Now that you have these tips, try working with your boss to implement them. So today we've talked about how to get clear on due dates and priorities with your boss. For long-term projects, instead of just a completion date, also have sub-due dates for different stages of the project. The more accountability, the better. Repeat back directions in your own words to make sure you are clear and understand what you are being told to do, but do it briefly. Encourage check-ins with your boss. Remember the sandwich feedback model. Positive comment, constructive feedback, positive comment. Model the behavior that helps you and the way you want to be treated. This can be especially helpful in subtly training your boss how to treat you. Remember, there is a cheat sheet for this podcast episode. Download it at www.abigailwerf.com/cheatsheet010. That's abigailwerf.com/cheatsheet010. Well, that's it for today. The next podcast, 011, will be on how to manage your work. That will go out next week. Thanks for listening and going on this journey with me. If you have comments or topic suggestions, you can either leave a message 24/7 at 1-844-ADD-ADHD, or the numbers are 1-844-233-2343. That's 1-844-233-2343. Or go to my website, www.abigailwerf.com/contact. I always appreciate your time and attention. Please, if you can find it within your heart, go to iTunes and write a review for Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. All reviews are deeply appreciated and will help others to find this podcast. I look forward to future podcasts with you. And in the meantime, keep on keeping on.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.